to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
and justice for all. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
Have none.
Have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have been very busy in our office since the Secretary of State sent out all of the absentee request forms. Last Friday, the whole office ended up working till 7 o'clock, and we sent out 968 ballots. And then Saturday, one of the girls took all of those ballots down to the post office and dropped them off, because they have to be mailed out within 24 hours, and picked up the next group of absentee requests. So we were prepared Monday morning to start on those, and then when they went down to get the mail, there was just as many. So yesterday, we processed 1,127 absentee ballots, and we got those ready to be mailed today, and we continue to enter in the request forms, and the girls are currently working on 634 more, and they haven't even came back with the mail yet. So altogether, we have, in the last 2 days, 2.5 days, or whatever you want to call it, we've processed 2,729 ballots.
Wow.
So we're over 3,000 already. And in 2016, our primary election, presidential primary election, we only had a total of 1,176 voters total. That was at the polls and absentee.
Really?
And even for the 2018 gubernatorial primary, we had 2,869. So people are responding.
Well, good.
So, and good. I've reordered ballots again, and I've ordered more envelopes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if I went, you know, the big thing is there's only just a 10% turnout, so you expect that. That's what you're going by. And that theory gets kind of blown out of the water, so.
They have this gives them something to do.
Yeah, I think that's it too. And everybody has been very good at filling information out. There's a few that forget to select their parties. And if they aren't registered as a party, then we have to contact them or send them a letter. But a majority of them have had all the information filled out correctly. So anyway, I heard the girls wheeling by, so we'll see how many more we get today. So. In other words, we've been very busy.
That shows you that the Des Moines County voters are very intelligent.
Well, all county auditors are astounded
I go to the voters and you go to the auditors.
Yeah.
It's this way all over the state then.
Yep, it's this way all over the state, so.
That's good.
Maybe this is a new normal.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, maybe a lot of people realize, hey, this is nicer than going and standing in line or
a lot more expensive.
Yeah, more expensive, but, you know.
The state pays for it.
Well, for those request forms, they pay for it. But when the ballots go out and come back, the county pays for those.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's what I have.
Lieutenant Clinton Williams, Des Moines County Sheriff's Office.
Hello. Yeah, I really don't have a lot to report other than we had our civil service hearing this past week and got through with that. And otherwise, everything's just kind of been business as usual, I think. So a little slower than normal.
I spoke to the sheriff and I asked him that, you know, it looks like, you know, arrests are down, but domestic abuse assault is up a little bit. I wonder if that has something to do with this quarantine lockdown.
I would say yes, it does. Normally, our domestics are always up a little bit in the winter time, just because people are inside and kind of confined, and now we've just added more length to that. People are staying home and in the house together more, and I think they're just. Our domestics are up a little bit because of that.
I heard on the way down here that speeding tickets over 100 were rising.
I saw that on like the State Patrol website that they less people on the road and people are driving faster. So
130 to 150 mile an hour ones.
Yeah.
Boy.
I don't think my old six banger will do that.
That's pretty brave. You know, we had high power cars when we were kids, and I don't think we ran that fast.
Oh, I don't know, Bob.
Maybe downhill.
Thank you, Clint.
All right, thank you.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Don't really have anything new to report. Just working through a lot of live streams, especially here in the last week. Just keep busy.
Okay. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. We're busy as we've ever been. We've got a lot of construction going on. North Gear, they're hoping to do the next mainline pour sometime Thursday or Friday. I don't know if this rain day will push that back a day or not, but somewhere in that vicinity. And Iowa City Road, they paved till about 1 o'clock yesterday because the radar looked like rain, of course, and then it kind of went south of us and they had already shut down. So they have two more days of mainline. Their intention is to finish that this week. And then they'll, of course, have some hand pours and such to finish up the concrete side. Then there's all sorts of work left to do for the shouldering and stuff like that. But it's coming along. And the bridges on Mediapolis Road are coming along too. They're driving piling again on the east bridge, so that'll be the west abutment on that bridge. They got the east abutment poured last week, and they shouldn't be too far off of driving piling on the west bridge. So they're making headway on that, good headway, I would say. Our countywide dust control, a majority of it's going to get done tomorrow. There is some south of Burlington we're holding off on because we're working on some construction projects that wanted to wait till that was done. So that's going to get done. And, guys are still moving along in the shop. We're trying to still meet up with the social distancing requirements and keep moving. So it doesn't make it quite as efficient, but we're doing what we can. So, and of course, we have a bid opening Thursday for the Flint Creek Bridge. And we've had a lot of interest in that, so hopefully good bids on that. And we had some good bids last week, but I have an agenda item for that. So do you guys have any questions?
Is that Flint Creek Bridge going to be on a Zoom, is it?
Yes, I sent you the link, Jim. You and Bob and Tom all got that last week, but if you need to, I can email it to you again.
I've got so many Zoom meeting things here, I don't know where I'm at.
How about I just forward you the email again, and it'll have the link in it. It'll have two links. The first one was last week. The second will be this coming week.
I've got your email, so I'll go back and look then, Brian.
Okay.
One other thing. You said that new paver broke down. It didn't take them long to get that back together, did it?
No. In fact, they had the parts on the road that afternoon. They were able to finish paving that day. But paving without both augers on the front of your machine isn't a really effective way to do it. So, nope, they had the parts on the way. They wanted to pave the next day, but the owner of the company held off and wanted to give them the day to get it right. And it worked out for the best because it took them that day, and then they still had a part they needed. So they actually did that. Put that on Monday morning, and we, like I said, we paved yesterday until about 1 o'clock or so. Over one. So they got it put back together, did a little re-engineering, looks like, and they're hoping they got it stabilized to avoid it happening again.
Good.
And I actually want to mention something too. I want to say thanks to Colin. He got that all set up, and I think it went pretty smooth as long as people typed it in right to be able to watch that bid opening. And we're doing the same thing this week, and I certainly wouldn't be possible without him because I don't know how to do it. So thank you, Colin.
Thank you, Brian. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
I don't think his audio is connected, Tom.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Morning. Well, this past week, thankfully, we had a bit of a lull with the new land use calls and inquiries, which has enabled us to have a little bit more time to work on the actual updates to the ordinances. Last few days, I've been able to get a number of things down there that haven't had a lot of time for lately, so that we still got a ways to go, but I think it feels good to make some progress with that and keep that moving. We're also moving ahead with the hazard mitigation plan. Probably going to be finished here, ready to be reviewed by FEMA in the next couple of weeks, so making progress with that. I don't really have anything else to mention on the agenda.
Thank you, Jared. Jackie Meyer, Clerk of Court.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're just business as best we can. Not much changes, but I will concur with the previous statement about the uptick in domestic abuse cases. We've been processing a handful of them every week, in addition to violations of previously issued no contact orders. So that definitely has increased since this COVID-19 pandemic. And I have seen an uprising in the number of mental impairment cases we've had too. I mean, we always have a heavy caseload here in Des Moines County, but we have had quite a few these past few weeks. So it definitely is taking a toll on the public. And I know we have a lot of discussion about what it's gonna look like when we do get our court services back up and running, as far as making the public feel safe to come in for jury trials and that. I don't know if it'll ever be back to the way it was, but we're just trying to get a handle on what that's gonna look like, because none of us really have any experience in dealing with it, but we're just kind of taking one day at a time and trying to stay safe. So that's all I really have to report.
Thank you, Jackie. I hope that caseload slows down, but
I don't think so either. Not for quite a while, but thank you for the good gesture.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. I guess I would just remind everyone that the March installment for property taxes can still continue to be paid through May 27th without interest. Registrations or vehicle renewals for February, March, and April, those can continue to be paid without penalty. And the 30-day deadline to apply for the title, for a vehicle title, has been waived through the end of the proclamation of May 27th. And I guess I would just say thanks to, we've just been keeping busy, again, working mail and from the Dropbox and answering the nonstop phones. And I'd like to say thanks to the Treasurer's staff for assisting customers to get the correct paperwork to our office by mail, Dropbox, and every other way. And again, to the public for their patience and understanding. We've had a lot of mail to process. But other than that, that's all I have to report.
Thank you, Janelle. Lisa Hazel, Des Moines County Recorder.
I thought I heard her earlier.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you now.
Okay. Good morning. I'm having problems here. now we've been keeping busy. A lot of phone calls on how to register boats and ATVs, and we've been helping a lot of people with that, and just doing a lot of indexing and having problems with our retrievers with all of our aperture cards, and one of them broke in the vitals room, and now the other one in our office broke too, so Ronnie's trying to help us fix that. Other than that, just keeping busy with the indexing and answering phones. And doing a lot of electronic filing, too.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Rodney Bleesner, maintenance.
Good morning, just logged on. Good morning. Just really, really busy with lots of different things going on, different projects, but nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you, Rodney. I don't think I missed anybody, but Gina, I don't see Chris's number on here. Gina, I will go to you and you can give us your report and move us into the COVID-19 update.
Good morning, Tom. We had the emergency operations center open this morning, so Krista and I are here together. I really don't have any to report on that, and I'll just turn it over to Krista.
Good morning, everyone. As Gina said, we are continuing with our emergency operations center. As of today, our total case count, positive case count for Des Moines County is 19. That is anticipated to go up more with today's adjustment. When they refresh those numbers, currently there is 304 people tested in the county. We are continuing to do our follow-up on these investigations and do our contact tracing. Really just want to reiterate with the public, I know we've all said it lots of times, but it's still very important that we continue while we're still a closed county. We're one of the 22 counties that are still closed, to continue only to go out for essential needs, making sure that, you know, the hand hygiene, keeping our distance 6 feet away from others. And again, if you're sick, please stay home. We continue to want to flatten the curve for our community, and the hope is that as different counties start to open up, hopefully we'll see that happen in our community soon. But until then, we want to do our part to make sure that we prevent this continued spread.
Thank you, Krista.
You're welcome.
Doug Irvine, jail administrator.
It doesn't look like his audio is connected yet, Tom, but Ken should be on there now, so.
We can go back to him. Did Ken, it looks like your audio is connected now. Ken Heinemann, Community Services. I think you muted it, Ken.
Okay, how about that?
That's great.
Okay, great. Yeah, we've been pretty busy working with IHHs over the phone and emails to get people services. We've had four different contract meetings in the last week over Zoom, and we have two more this week, just follow-ups on contracts. So staying busy. Next week will be our change agent and governing board meetings, and I'm sure we'll have some contracts to bring to the governing board. That's
okay.
About it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Colin, I don't think I've missed anybody.
No.
Is there anybody that I've missed?
Nope. Doug's still not connected with audio, so I don't see anybody else.
Okay. We will see the correspondence. Does anyone have any correspondence?
Yes, I do. We got a letter from, or a card from the DNR talking about a series of dam meetings, dam safety meetings. That would be, that sound bad? I generally don't have a way with words.
You know, Angie isn't there to chew you out.
Anyway, one of them is May 6th. That'd be tomorrow. You know, this is Cinco de Mayo, right? And it's Dams 101 and DNR Dam Safety Program. And May 13th, how dams fail and how to properly maintain your dam. And May 20th is dam ownership, when and how to hire an engineer. And May 27th, dam design and permitting. So, I don't know what you do with your damn engineer, how you get him hired.
Well, I don't know.
At any rate, and if you have any questions, call, visit iowadnr.gov/dams. iowadnr.gov/dams. And that'll give you all the information you need. That's it.
Thank you, Bob. Is that all the correspondence?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable in the amount of $775,581.51.
Move to approve.
Second.
Carrie?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursements, the amount of non-cash taxable in the amount of $44.62.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a liquor license for Flint Hills Municipal Golf Course.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have an engineer's report, the bid results for the upper and Stars Cave Road intersection.
Yeah, so we took bids last week, the Upper Flint project, well, first of all the bids came in good. We had good competition. The Upper Flint road paving project, which is a little over 1,000 foot long, the had engineer's estimate of $510,000 change, and the low bidder was Jones Contracting at $382,757.77. So good, had a bid. Next bidder was Strep Construction, and they were almost another 80,000 plus or minus higher. So that was a good number for us to save some money. And then, and which we're already gonna use on North Gear, so that works out nice to balance that out. And then on the Stars Cave project, Daly was the low bidder on that. The engineering estimate was just a shade under 61,000, and Daly was the low bid at $53,294.40. So we'll work towards putting together contracts for these, and I'm guessing this work will all happen this summer or this fall. So, just wanted to give you a note for that.
Good bids, Brian. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Move to approve the bids.
Nope.
We have personnel action. We have a personnel action for the Correctional Center. Tucker Holtz. Full-time promotion to a full-time correctional officer. The previous rate as part-time was $15.37 an hour. The new rate is $37,578.82 a year.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We also have a personnel action for the Roads Department. Taylor Sowers, a seasonal worker, a new hire at $11 per hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. And a personnel action for the local health department. Megan Gaughan, a public health nurse, a public health nurse, resignation.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a report. We have the jail statistics for March 2020. This report will be on file at the auditor's office and can be made electronically available for anyone who would like to examine it. We have minutes for the regular meeting of April 28th, 2020.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
No.
I want to send out, it's an annual, seems to be an annual event. A thank you, Angie Vaughn isn't on there, but to all Des Moines County employees. Des Moines County just got a check for our workman's compensation safety dividend of $28,504. And that's a direct result of the hard work and the efforts of Des Moines County employees and Angie Vaughn and the safety committees. So thank you very much. The taxpayers, thank you. Committee reports.
I have none.
I've been attending the Zoom meetings for the Emergency Operations Center, and things are going pretty well for Des Moines County. I'd like to take a moment to thank Krista Progemiller and Gina Harden once again for the job they're doing. And we back those off to three times a week, and our numbers look pretty good considering statewide. There's a few hot spots, but overall it looks like the state's not doing too bad. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, we'll give you 2 minutes on the agenda. There's an email address, theboard@dmcounty.com, or you can call 319-753-8203. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We will give you 2 minutes to make a call. After 2 minutes, we will assume that nobody has any public comment.
Tom, I believe
you're still the official timekeeper.
Yep, it's going now.
Okay.
Tom, I believe Doug Irvine is on there. He's connected with audio. I don't know if he has anything to report for the jail.
Okay. I tell you what, let's wait. Let's give everybody the 2 minutes, and then we'll go to Doug.
Tom, I would like to mention we do now have an outside drop box available to the public for after hours, or if they don't want to come clear into the handicap access door. Rodney got that installed just outside, just right next to the handicap parking stalls along the sidewalk. It's a brown box, and it says County Business, Des Moines County Business. So if anybody has anything after...
Terry, I missed that. Somebody tried to call me.
Oh. We now have a new drop box outside of the courthouse, right next to the handicap parking spaces. Rodney got that installed yesterday, him and his crew. They got that installed. So now if anybody has anything they need to drop off after hours, they can put it in that drop box, secure drop box. And we still have the black box inside the handicap door too, just in case somebody comes in.
This drop box is outside the courthouse.
Yep. It's right underneath the street light, right next to where the handicap parking spaces are on the sidewalk when it starts coming down towards the handicap parking space.
Okay.
So it's,
thank
it's,
you, Rodney.
Okay, that's it. 2 minutes is up.
Thank you, Jim. Doug Irvine, jail administrator.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I just want to be fashionably late. Everything is going real good at the jail. We have a head count of 56, which three of them are in Lee County still. We do have three awaiting to go to Oakdale to prison. We should get an answer tomorrow on if they're going to open that up, if they're going to receive anybody or not, or if they're going to continue postponing those. So I should have an answer tomorrow on that. I do want to thank Colin and his staff. We're getting our fingerprint machine, our new one, installed today, and I know he made quite a few phone calls to get that set up and going. It's been a little bit of a long process. And also, we have our video visitation is up and going. Not only will that be a little bit of a revenue boost, it also is helping our staff out with not running inmates back and forth to our current, how our visitation was. So that's up and going. We're working out a few bugs on that. However, things seems to be going really well. Other than that, with the exception of that personnel action that was replacing Steve Gray, who retired. So we're back up to full staff with that personnel action.
Okay, that's good. Thank you, Doug.
Absolutely, thank you.
If the board doesn't have any comments, we can adjourn.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
We are adjourned. You all have a good day. Cafeteria?